We are on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, the fifth line from the top. Ubishtar min olam. We heard that an Eved Divrei is nikna bishtar. So how do we know this? Omar ule omakro imacheres yikach loy. By Yom Evriya it says imacheres yikach loy. Ikisha akosuv la'acheres. So the Torah was makish a'isha to an Om Evriya. Ma'acheres miknayim bishtar. Just like an isha is nikna bishtar. Af Om Evriya miknayim bishtar. So Om Evriya is also nikna bishtar. So the Gemara says, ha'nicha lamanda oma, that would be a good limud. If we will assume shtar Omo Ivriya other in Kaisoi, that the shtar of Omo Ivriya is written by the Odin, similarly to the shtar of an ish that's written by the Baal, both shtaris are unique, that they are written by the Koine. So then we could learn out, we could say that Om Ivriya has Kinyin Shtar similar to an Isha, that is Kinyin Shtar, and both have the same characteristic, that both are written by the Kaine. Elo Lemandi Oma of Kaisvai, but according to the Manda Oma that says by Om Ivriya, it is a Shtar that is written by the Maknem, the of Kaisvai. So there is no comparison and no similarity between the shtar of a Isha and the shtar of Om Evriya. We can't say that we learn out from the Hekish if after the Hekish there are two distinct type of shtaris. So if you hold of Kaisvai, Ma'ika Lameima, so then you can't say that I learn out shtar Om Evriya from Isha. The Itma, we learned Shtar Omo Evriya Mikaisvai. Who writes the Shtar Omo Evriya? Rav Huna Omar Oden Kaisvai. Rav Huna holds that the Oden writes it. Oden Kaisvai, so let us see what Rashi says, Lacheres, Lakiches Kedushin, Anichet Luktai Lekamei. Oden Kaisvai, the Oden writes, Bitcho Knuyoli, that your daughter should be knuya to me, v'nois noy la'ov, k'derech shal kedushin, shabal koisev, bitroi, imikodeshesli. So then it's the same type of shtar. El olamandoma of koisvoi, loyalif mi shal kedushin. Maybe shtar kedushin would be better. Umanole dekonile shtore. So how does he know that shtar is koine by Yom Evriya? So let's get back to the Gemara. Avu Noma Odein Kaisvai, the other might Bitcho Knuyali, Rav Chisda Omar of Kaisvai, Hanicha L'Ravun, according to Ravune, that Odein Kaisvai, so it is similar to the Shtar of Kedushin, so we could say that we learn out Om Evriya from Ishus with this Hekish, that Uksha L'Acheres. Elo l'Rav Chisda, but according to Rav Chisda, the shtar by Om Evriya is a different type of shtar legamri. Ma'ika l'meima, you can't learn out from Acheres. Omar Rav Ache bar Yaakov Omakro lo yiseitze kitzei so avodim. There's a pasuk by Om Evriya that says that she does not have the yitziyah of an Eved Kenani. So we can derive from this, Laiseitzei Kitseiso Avodim, the Yitziyah of an Eved Kenani she doesn't have. Avol Niknesi Kikinyan Avodim, but the Kinyonim that an Eved Kenani has, she also has. Umay Nihu, and what Kinyan does she have? Shtar. She has Kinyan Shtar, just like an Eved Kenani is Nikne Bishtar, and who writes over there the Shtar? The Odin of the Eved Kenani writes it to the potential Odin. such a shtam mitzad amakne. So we learn out that similarly, an amavriya also has kinyan shtar, like an eved nani. Let us see what Rashi says. Lo yseitze ketzeis avodim. So Pashte Dekro is speaking about v'shein v'ayin v'rosh e'evorim ke'eveknan. An amavriya does not have the yitziya of shein v'ayin that an eveknani has. She'im sima es eineho, if he blinded her, v'chein einei sheleva divri, einei yoytze v'kach, by eveknani, that is a yitziya, there's a yitziya of shein v'ayin. By Eved Ivri, in the Nom Ivriye, Eina Yoytze Bekach, she continues working. Ela Nois En Loi Deme Eina. He pays, this is Adin Tashlumei Nezokin, it was Mazika. So just like every other Mazik, if one blinds an eye, he pays for the eye. So here also, on Nom Ivriye, on Eved Ivri, that the Adin blinded the eye, so Ela Noisen Loi Deme Einai V'Zeh Mashlum Sheish V'Yotze. But it's not, there's no Yitziya of Shein V'Ayin. Your Mashlum is Man HaKinyin. Avo Niknesi KeKinyin Avodim. So we can derive from the Pasuk the Yitziyas of Eveknani she does not have, but the Kinyonim of Eveknani she does have. Behem niknim bishtar, and then eveknani is niknim bishtar, kidilakamo. The iskish likakoits, because an eveknani, visnachalta moisom, livnechem, achrechem, your kachuze. So we learn out that your manchil, an eveknani, like your manchil, nachuze akarke. So just like, so the hukish lekakois, v'hem niknem b'shtar k'd l'kamon, the iskish lekakois, the niknem b'shtar, b'kesef, b'chazoke. So memela, according to Rav Chisda, we'll learn out from this pasuk that tells us that an Om Ivriye and an Eved Ivri have kinyonei eveknani, and one of these kinyonei b'shtar. Frag the Gemara, ve'eima avol niknesi kikinyin avodim, umay niyu chazoke. Maybe, your dik is a true dik. She has kinyonei eveknani. But who told you to pick on shtar? Maybe she has kinyin chazoke. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, umay niyu chazoke. Ulekamon meforish keitzad bechazoke. What? How is kinyan chazoke? Ein eveknani or who adin over here by an eved ivri by an om ivriya? She yechfuho lasois melocha achas. Will force her to do a melocha. Now on this Rashi, I saw Moshe zecheni lebroch in the Haaretz in Dibris Moshe. And the Birchas Avram, they both ask Akasha, where did Rashi figure this out, that Kinyan Chazoke is through Kfiye? The Gemara later doesn't say it's through Kfiye. The Gemara says later, Neveknani is Nikne B'Chazoke, Moilech Kelev Achrov LeBeis HaMerchetz. Doesn't say you force him to do it. It did not mention at all any forcing. He brings the kelo beis hamechetz, that's a kinyan chazoke for an eveknani. So all of a sudden here, Rashi says you have to force. Ramosha says a teretz. I'd like to elaborate on his teretz with two psukim, which he doesn't mention. But I think that these two psukim, I think it's a very geshvake pshat in Rashi. In Pashas Bahar it says, Loisaved boy avodas eved. By an eved ivri, it says, one should not work with an eved ivri, avodas eved. So Rashi says, avodah shel gnai. An eved ivri, you should not do with him degrading work. For example, Shlo Yoylech Kelov Achav LeBeis HaMelchitz, he should not bring the Kelim LeBeis HaMelchitz, V'lo Yinel Menolov, he should not put on his shoes. This is degrading work for Nebuchadnezzar. That's Ol Knan. That's his top kid. But Ayid, Leisavet Boy Avoidus Ebed. And then the Pasuk continues, Kisachir Kisoyshav Yehimov, Kishar Srim, Avoidus Kaka, he's working for you like a worker. But not like an Eved, you're not allowed to do Avoidus Eved with Ayid. So Lechire, so half of the Kash is Farantot. Ein Lechanan. The Gemara on Daf, later when it speaks about Daf Chobbeis, and the Beis Hafzach, the most thing about an Eved Knani, the Gemara says, how is one kind of Eved Knani? With Avoidus Eved. Yeah, that is the way that is the chazoke. That means I'm doing it. He's doing it midaitei. I don't have to force him. He's doing midaitei avoidus eved, and doing midaitei avoidus eved for another. That's the ma'isik inyan. That is the ma'isik inyan. That's the lowest bailus. You're doing for me avoidus eved. But an eved ivri, you're not permitted to do such a thing. Chas v'shalom. So what he'll do, he's kisocher, kisoyshov, kishar schinim, he's a worker. So he'll start working for me, he'll be a professional, he'll be doing, he'll be working on the computer for me. That's a Kenyan Avdis, he works very well, but we have a problem of it, we have a delicate problem. In order to be koine a Kenyan Avdis, mitzad echot, you have to see that he's doing a maise evet. In mitzad acher, our hands are tied because we can't do a ma'isa abdus with an eved ivri. So how do we do it? So there's a moiridike rabbeinu yoine in Shari Tshuva. Rabbeinu yoine says a moiridike chiddush. Rabbeinu yoine says the pasuk says ubachechem b'nei Yisrael ish ba'ochiv loisir deboy beferech. So the Rabbeinu Yoine says, you know what this pasuk is telling us? Lo yishtabeid odom b'chaveirov. Ayid b'acheichem b'nei Yisrael ish ba'ochiv. Ish ba'ochiv. Ayid is not permitted to be mishabed another yid. Ve'im, amoyre dikechidish, eimosoy aleihem. If Reuven will tell Shimon something, and Shimon is, Moshav Dikiris HaRoimim is from Reuven. Reuven is a Gvir, he's a Talmud Chochem, a Chveis, he tells me something. I can't say no. Oy Sheheim Boishim Lohochel Dvorei, not that he's afraid of him, but how can I say no? Lo Yitzave Oysom, Moshav Dikiris. So Reuven is not permitted to tell Shimon. If Shimon is going to be embarrassed by saying no, Lasois ktano oigdoila. I can't tell him to do anything. We'll see in a minute, Mishalim. Elol rtsainam v'tayalosim. I can only tell him something, if Shimon is sweating away, sometimes not put on the air conditioner. We'll also get benefit from putting on the air conditioner, but, you're so hot, put on the air conditioner. That's rtsainam v'tayalosim. Va'afilo lohochim tzapachas mayim, to tell him to put up a pot of water. Oilotzeis b'shlichas al rechoy ve'ir liknois ad kikar lechem. I ask him to go to the street and buy for me a loaf of bread. Is also, if the reason why he's doing it because he's scared to say no. That's alav di'eraisa u'ba'acheichem b'nei Yisrael ish ba'ochim le'sir d'bay b'ferech. That is an Issa Deraisa, Ish Bachim, you know. How can you force him to do something? I am forcing, sure you're forcing him. He can't say no to you. He's indebted to you. He tells you to go, you tell him to go to the street. He's indebted to you. You're not allowed to do that. It's a lot of Deraisa. Aber Dach Sechmir, aber an Eved Ivri, you're allowed to do. I'll hire an Eved Ivri, I'll tell the Eved Ivri, he doesn't bring shoes, you know. I'll tell the Eved Ivri, make a meal, cook the chef. I don't want to. So what's going to be? he's an Eved Lagabi something. The Lo Yishtabi Dishmachim means Samas a Fremde Mensch, but an Eved, he's Mechuyev to do it. That is a Simen Abdus of an Eved. So therefore, when Rashi is saying, what would be Kinyan Chazoka by an Eved Ivri, Rashi could not say what the Gemara says further. And Hoge of Abdus, of Abdus Tikkun services, which, because there's a Lashavid by Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to do that. That's the degrading work. So Rashi had to figure out a case that it's a Bekovedike Pula that he's doing, but he's doing because I'm forcing him to do it. You don't need a stick, you can, a stern look, whatever it is. But that is a Kenyan Abdus. I asked him, would you like to cook a meal for me today? And he says, no. I say, do it. Oh. And he does it, that I'm kind of him. That is a Kenyan, that's Kenyan Chazaka. So the Gemara says further, so maybe it means Chazaka. The Gemara says, no. Omakro visnachaltem oisom livnechem acheichem loreshus afuzo. This is a meal. Oisom bechazoke loy acha bechazoke. So you can't say, have a meat. Oisom is a meat. Like, yeah, this meat is beautiful, but how did you figure out it goes on chazoke? Maybe it goes on shtar. Ve'ema oisom bishtar loy acha bishtar. So the Gemara says, that can't be. Oksiv lay say, take it say, so avodim. It says they do have kinyan avodim. Like the Gemara, Omar Rois, you're right, everything is right. They have kinyan avodim, and you have a mir that they don't have kinyan avodim. So our kochach, the pshore has to be one kinyan avodim they do have, and one kinyan avodim they don't have. That's right. That's the mechanics of the two droshes. But how did you know to pick that say that shtar they do have and chazoka they don't have? Maybe both are good. Maybe chazoka they do have and shtar they don't have. Mistavre shtar havale l'ribuye shekein moitziyo bebas Yisrael. A shtar is moitzi bebas Yisrael. So let us say, so what is this, what is pshat over here? What did we accomplish over here? So l'chayre, that means we want to show the alimus of kinyan shtar over kinyan chazoke. We see shtar is moitzi bebas Yisrael. Shtar is a kinyan that works in isa beheter and ishus moitzi bebas Yisrael. So memele, if I have a gilu yakro that one of the kinyone of eviknani and omevriya has, mistama, that's the strong kinyan shtar. Adarabe, the Gemara says, you're looking for strong kinyonim? Chazoka havalei rebuye, shekein kaine benichsei hager. And what's this alimus? That most kinyonim, you need das makne. It works with the makne. The makne is the one that makes the itzor and achnosa. Most kinyonim are mitzad the makne. Chazok is a kinyon, you don't need a makne. The kaine acquires the property without any makne. That means you have a nixi ager, you have a heptadike karke, I make a chazok, and then I'm koine the karke. So chazok is a kinyan that works without tasmakna, which is unique. You'll never find a shtar without tasmakna. That is true, that we have to say that the leitseitse avoniknis bekinyan avodim is going on a strong kinyan that avodim has, but who told you that shtar is the strongest kinyan? Maybe chazok is the strongest kinyan. So the Gemara says, "Bim ishus mihas loy ashkechen." But we don't find that shtar should work by ishus, and we don't find the chazok should work by ishus. So this is a more comprehensive kinyan that works by iser and heter. That means, so this kinyan, vinishtvi, is a more choshev kinyan. This is a prat that you don't need a das makna, but this is a more comprehensive kinyan, so I assume that if the Torah was malbe, kinyone evet knani, for an omevri, it means the kinyan that is a comprehensive kinyan that is kaina and isha sofa. That's one mahalach. So we are weighing the milas of each kinyan, and the Gemara says that this mila, that shtau works by ishus also, that is a mila that overweighs the mila that chazaka has, that it's kind of an ishtay again. And if you want, I'll tell you a different teretz. Maybe you don't like this teretz, it's hard to measure and weigh kinyanim. Lahochi ahani imacheres. That means we had already the hekesh lacheres. That just like isha is nikne bishtar, omevri is also nikne bishtar. Now we couldn't learn out directly shtar from oma, from shtar from isha, because it's a different suk shtar. Because this is a shtar mitzad akoyne by isha, and by oma it's a shtar mitzad amakne. So we couldn't learn it out. But if I have a dilemma, I have a miut that loisaitzi ketzeis abodim, abodiknis, the kinyan abodim, and I don't know which kinyan of abodim shall be nikna, because I have a miut, oisam, and not others. So then I could be mitzaref, the acheres, al kaponim, to be megalat to us, that I have kinyan shtar, but not I'm learning out directly from Isha, because it's a different type of a shtar that is by Isha, but al kaponim, after this gili from Acheres, I will say that the niknis bekinyin avodim is going on kinyin shtar. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, misnachal tamo isom bebeknaniksiv, oisom ka'achuza ha'niknim b'chazok etzamit v'lo yachel. Another, you're not kind of another person with this same kinyan. Benichsei ager shemeis ve'ein lo yoshim lechosav hefka. Lo'ochi ahani im acheres, ikisha akosav lacheres legalois. This is only being megala that is showing al halimot shal ketzei sabodim. Shebo lelamdeinu al kinyan shtav, le'al achazokim. I don't learn how from Gedushin. The tema Odain Kaisvay, Alamishtar Kakois Yalav. Niki Kinyin Shtar, the Tzur of the Shtar is a learn how from Shtar Kakois. Kishtar Eveknani, that the Makna writes it, the Moicha writes it, Vaav Kaisvay. Kaiche the Shtar Soda is Moicha Kaisvay, just like by a Shtar of a Soda, the Moicha writes it. Kinyafinen min ve'ekach ha-sefer ha-mikna. Let us see Taisvis, Shekain Maitzi Bebas Yisrael. And the Gemara wanted to say that Shtar is a Kinyan Olim because it's Maitzi Bebas Yisrael. Hodoloi Nokat Shekain Machnis, that it's Machnis Bas Yisrael. Duhu Domitve, we're speaking about Kinyonim over here. So Memele, if we want to say that Kinyan Shtar is Olim, so the Gemara should have said, because it's Kaina Bas Yisrael, not it's Moitzi. Bishum de Beget, Ksi Behedye. The Gemara chaps on Moitzi, because by Get, the Pasuk of Shtar says Beferish by Get, the Kinyan Isha I learned now from Mahekish, Yotzavoyis, so the Gemara wants to chap on the kinyan that is mefurish behedye by Isha, which is kinyan get. The Ritva says a different mahalach. He says the Gemara Bedavka wanted to mention get. The Gemara didn't want to speak about kinyan Isha because we are trying to find a shtar mitzad the mak. The kinyan Isha is mitzad the kindness. So that shtar is a different suk shtar in Gansen, so we can't bring it into our limit. After the Gemara says get, that get is mitakinya mitzad de makna. Now, let us go further in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara ve Rav Huna. Now, Rav Huna holds that Rav Huna holds that by Omer here, the Odin writes the Shtar, similarly to issues that the Baal writes the Shtar, and Rav Huna had no problem how I could figure out Kinyan Shtar by Omer here. I learned that from Acheres. So according to Rav Huna, so what did he do with this drosha? I lo yseitze could say so avodim, my dolish pay, what does he do? This is a pesadrash, lo yseitze, avoniknisi bikini avodim, you don't need this. Ahu mi boi lei shayne yoytze beroshi evom kebet. No, I don't need it l'diyuki. I need it l'gufe. I need it l'gufe to tell me that she does not have the yitziya of shayne v'ayim. The Rav Chisda. So, Mamele, if you need it l'gufe, you can't make the yukim. The pasuk is coming telling me that she doesn't have the yitziya of shayne v'ayim. The Rav Chisda. What does Rav Chisda attack? It's also true. How can he make a diyuk? I need it l'gufe. Can lift up call leiseitze ke avodim. Why do you say leiseitze kitzeis avodim? That means, so the that's coming to kitzeis, not like the yitzia of avodim. Like we said, like it's repetition, leiseitze kitzeis. The yitzia of avodim she doesn't have, but the kinna avodim she has. Zogt Rashi. Let us see what Rashi says. She'ena yoytze b'roshi evoim. Olegufe yiktach, v'loi l'meidik m'ne, and needed to tell me this halach, avol niknes kekinyin abodim. V'loi l'meidik m'ne, avol niknes kekinyin abodim. V'chol kod mi boi legufe le'osu leduki. A pasuk that's coming legufe, you can't make the yuke from it. My ketzeis, leduki nami osi. This extra word ketzeis is coming ledayik. It says in the Bekaines Atzma, Bishonim Biyoivul. So it's Zok the Gemara, Bekaines Atzma, Dechsiv Sheishonim Yavoid. Ubashvius, so it says the Yetzalachav Shechinam, so it says Klo after 6 years you leave. The Yoivul, the Sivachnas HaYoivul, Yavidimov. The Giroin Kesef, Omachevsky Domakro, Pehefto, Malamich Megara Pedyoine Vyoitz. Tana, we learned in the Baraise, Koine es Atzmoi, the Kesef, Ubishov, the Kesef, Ubishtar. And an Evid Ivri goes out Bishtar. Like the Gemara, Bishloi Mekesef, Dechsiv Mekesef Miknosai. The Yitziyev Kesef said, Yoshuv Gehulosai Mekesef Miknosai. That the Gehule from the Odain is Mekesef Miknosai, from the Kesef Kinyan. So you see this Yitziyev Geroin Kesef. Shove Kesef Nami, Yoshuv Gehulosai Omar Rahman. The Rabbi Shove Kesef Ki Kesef. Yoshuv comes to be Marbi Shove Kesef. Ela haishtar heichidomi. But that what the Baraisa says, that one goes out with shtar, what is the case of shtar? Ilaim the cost of le shtara admei. The shtar is a shtar is chayvis. Hainu kesef. So that's right, a yitziyah of kesef. Elom shichu. No, it's speaking about a shtar shichu. Shtar lomali, so why do you need a shtar? Lomali ba'ape trei zil. Let the Odin tell the Ebedivri in front of Tuedim, go out. Inami ba'api beidina zil. Why do you have to write a shtar? This could be done balpe. Omar Rove, so Rove said, that's a very good kasha, and from this, that you need a shtar. That when the Baraisa says you need a shtar in Balpe is no good. Zoi say meres eved ivri gufoi konoi v'rav shemochol al giroinei en giroinei mochu. So therefore an odoi that will be moichol al giroinei in the case of giroin en giroinei mochu. Now let us see Rashi. We'll try to elaborate a little bit, but first let's see Rashi. Zok Rashi. Lamali shta, why do you need a shta? Ha'ein gufa ikonoi. He doesn't belong to the other. Ela chayv mamein avoidas sheishanim sheyesh alam. So the Rashi explains. The Makshin understood that an Eved Ivri is a shibud avoida. You gave me money, for that I have to work for you for 6 years. But it's a shibud lavoid. It's a hischaivis lavoid. It's not a kinyan. It's an obligation to work for you. So memele, obligations can become dissolved with mechila. Just like if someone owes someone else $100, they say, Michael, you finished. You don't have to. And that dissolves obligations. So the Gemara said, so why do you need a psakinian star over here? Let him go and tell him, you don't have to work, you finished, I mechel you. That was the havamina of the Gemara. Ha'ein gufa ikona, he doesn't have a kinyan in the Ebed. Ela chayv mamein, an obligation, avoid the sheishonim sheishonim. So neymo lei ba'apei treizil, so let him say in front of two edim, that we should know that this really occurred. The lastly, aloch mini, I have no more tmiyis on you, v'nifta. So the Gemara says, is a raya from this gufo ikona. That he has a kinyan in the Eved Ivri. Achi yegia yimei chipusoi. It's not an obligation. Maybe it's a kinyan gufla avoida, but he has a kinyan in the Eved. Ulefichach, therefore, harav shem mochel al giroini einei mochel. You can't, someone say, listen, you don't have to be make your own kesef. You don't have to work for me. It's worthless what he said. V'tzorech shichol. You have to be mishacharim, because he's konui, I have a kinyan in him. V'im lav, and if he was not mishacharim, chayzer mishtabit b'im yirtzu. So I told you yesterday, you don't have to work for me. I come back today and I say, I changed my mind, because yesterday's amira was worthless. That means if I have a kinyan in the Eved Ivri, that he's koni la'avoide, so by saying you don't have to work, that is not misalik my bailas that I have in him. V'tzorech shicha, v'im la'av chayza mishtabed b'ayim yirza. Lo'y shayach b'ay mechilas momen, it's not shayach mechila, ela loshen shicha. You have to be mishacharim. V'chikosav le, loshen shicha v'nosan le, but how do you know what shta shicha does work? Nofak. This is not worse than Eved Ivri, it's not worse than the Eved Knani that goes out with shtar, even though his mamash hakinyan aguf is kani legamri. V'chsiv oichub shalei nitelo v'goma lo lo meisha. So Rashi says, lafi ha'emes, how do I know that an Eved Ivri goes out with shtar? It's a kal v'chomer from Eved Knani. Just like Eved Knani goes out with a shtar, which is mamish, a kinyan, a guf, it's k'sheirei v'chamoirei. So an Eved Ivri, that it's a guf la'avoide. Also, whatever help, if it helps by Eved Knani, zichur will help by an Eved Ivri. In Grad, I saw they bring that from the Minchas Chinuch and Simon in Mitzvah Membeis. That if the Makoyer of Shtar Shicho by Eved Ivri is a limud from Eved Knani, and Eved Knani I learn Allah lo miyish, and Allah is as a Shtar Shicho of Eved Knani to be written Lishma, so who adin a Shtar Shicho of Eved Ivri, if that's the Makoyer that it helps from Eved Knani, so it has to also be written Lishma. Let us see Taisvis, Lemele Bape Trezil, Teime. Amai Por Gemorah Lemele Bape Trezil. Why does the Gemorah says, let him go and tell him in front of two people, go away? Amai Loi Porich V'yafkirenu. The Gemorah says, Amerikash, let him be Mafkir. And Hefkir is like a very good oifen of getting rid of an Eved Ivri. Shetulu Eved Knani. Shegufo ikoni yotze behefke lishmu, dama mafke avda yotze lecheres, Meinzog get shicha bepeik ha-shleich, Shmuel holds, ha-mafke rabdoi, does not need a shtar shicha, hefke alone. He's not called an Eved Ish anymore, he doesn't have an Odin, so he's not an Eved. V'lama li-shtore, the Moshe didn't submit a kasha, the Moshe should have jumped right away to ask a kasha, why do you need a shtar, let's be mafke. V'afil l'mam di-yoma, da mafke avdi yoytze l'cheiris, v'tzolich get shicha, I feel that there's a man de yoma by Evik Nani, that Hefka is not goymer the shicho, neither by the stet shicho, so, I know Mishum, you know why? Mishum, of course, Isa. Because by an Evik Nani, there are two problems. There's a Kenyan Momin, and then there's a Kenyan Isa, that he has a Kenyan Abdus in him, and this Kenyan Abdus asks him to get married to a Bas Yisrael. So in order to be mafki, the kinyanis, you need a shtar. Vimkei, so that is the dafke, those who hold you need a shtar shicho by an eviknani, that is because the kinyanisa. Because the kinyanisa prevents him from getting married to a bas yisrael. Vimkei, bevedivri, but an evedivri that is permitted to marry a bas yisrael, lomali shtore. The belacho chimotar, he's, so the only thing is only the kinyan moment. Mominus goes off with Hefka. V'yeshleima. So Taisi says, Deino Hanami. 100% right. Hefka will zicher help by an Eved Ivri. Umiyu lehave kosher loma li shtore lifkua behefka. That was never a kasha. Why need a shtalar and bimavka? Nevshiti di eshitzi yisacheres levad mishtah. There's different oifanim how you could get rid of an Eved Ivri, one of them is Hefka, and that's no Shaila. Now the problem was as follows, Allahochi Kashali, Aksha Bolay Tia Bishtah, when he's Maitim Bishtah, Lama Lishtah, Oisai Loshin Hakosav Bishtah, the terminology that is written in Bishtah, Bahaino, Rayat Ben Chayrin, Rayat La'atzmachok, it is not Bamigarish, Oisai loshin atzma yomalei bape. Now, harei atla atzmacha is like a mechile that you don't have to work for me anymore. This is not hefka. Harei atla atzmacha is like a mechile on the avoide. And the melech of the Gemara asked, so why, for what legitimate reason does this have to be written in a document? If a lotion of mechila is sufficient, and that's when you're writing the document, so do it without the document. I say lotion atzma yaymaloi bape, the salkedaita, the Gemara held, ain't so, elo mechila, kmo mechila's chayvaume. The Gemara held, it's only a shibud, it's only an obligation, mitzad the ever to work. So mechila being moichel, the shibud is sufficient. Ola besoif masi, so there's a kinyan tak of it. You need a shtar shicha. So loshna kosu b'shtar moil malpe. Okay. This kinyan shtar could be the words are the same, but the accomplishments are not the same. If I'm saying this word, these words are et latz mecha, that's a chalais mechila, and mechila will never help. If you're konui to me, if these words are written in a shtar, then we are using Kinyan Shtar, and Kinyan Shtar helps. Omar of it, Zayse Meres Abedivri Gufi Kodi. So Taisu has a problem. Midaloi Choshe B'masnisen Shtar. Now, the Gemara asked Akashe, why do you need a Shtar? Right? So the Gemara says, as Rabbi said, Ateres, Abedivri Gufi Kodi, that's why you need a Shtar, Mechilo Unara. So now let us ask a pertinent question. So why didn't the Mishnah mention shtar? Midalei choshev masnisa shtar, mashmid disova, that the Mishnah holds that the Divrei ain't gufei kodi. The Beraisa that says you need a shtar, so from the Beraisa is ois kishpar, that ever Divrei gufei kodi. That's what the Beraisa holds. But the Mishnah that does not mention shtar, it seems the Mishnah holds ever Divrei is not gufei kodi. The time the rover the come have a divri goofy coni, hey, he pulled the camas knees and sadly be chalik on the Mishnah. The lack of the maima, we cannot say
the Rabbi Dike Mibraisa Hochi, Rabbi, the Enoch Hanabi. The Mishnahs have a Divri, Ein Guf Oikonoi. And you don't need a Shtar. And Rabbi is only speaking about what the Mibraisa holds. Velei Lei Svira Lei Hochi, he personally does not hold like this. Dama Lakama Mepirkin, Adhechen Gogushu, Masi Krova Latai Mei, Dama Rabbi, Ebed, Ivri Gufi Kano. We see Rabbi Taka holds like this. Yeshloime the Masnisa Nami Sovra the Gufay Kodi. The Mishol Sovra the Gufay Kodi. Vaha the Leichoshiv Shtar, Mishim the Tani the Masnisa Leichoshiv Ali Yitzi Shem Baal Kofi Shalom. Our mission is only speaking about Yitziyos, which the Odin is forced to give up his Bailis. That means Yoivul, Shonim, Simonim, Giroin Kesef. These are all Yitziyos. That he has no day, he has no in the matter. He can't say I'm not masking. If you want to write a shtar, I'll zikha help. But that the Mishnah isn't speaking about this type of yitzis. Yitzis shem bal kochi shalom, ma boshtar midai to shalom. V'rav shemochol al giroinoi. So then ein giroinoi moch. So the Gemara said gufay kod. Mechila will not help. Ava im lo yehoye gufay koni. But what would be if would be the way the Makshin understood that the way the Makshin understood that it is only a shibud, an obligation to work. It's not, but there's no kinyan la'avoide. Ava im lo yehoye gufay koni. Hoise mechila me'alef, the mechila would help. Yes, the dagdik mikan, the mechila lay boy kinyan. Mechila does not need a kinyan. If I'm meichel, that's what you owe me. So it's finished. Mechila helps the pet. Moni says here the pet doesn't help because gufay kod. Umi yesh li tois, the kimich you mutsu, the guf enloch a kinyan, godel mize. So Tosis wants to say it could very well be that Mechila does need a kinyan. It doesn't by itself dissolve the hischayvus. But over here, by Never Divri, since he's mukzik ba'atzmai, so he can be kind himself, shein lecha kinyan gadol mizeh. I would like to mention, this is Shitas HaTaisvis. There's a Shitas HaRitveh. The Ritva is chaylik on Taisvis. I mean, Shitas HaTaisvis is Eved Ivri Gufoi Koni means in the Kenyan Momen Sheboy. I mean, it's a Guf Lavoide. It's not you Meshubit to work for me. I have a Kenyan in you Lavoide. The Ritva is chaylik on Taisvis. This is a famous Ritva. The Ritva says as follows. The Eved Ivri Iko Tzad Kinyan haguf, the kinyan isa shabaidai eved. It is a kinyan isa. What kinyan isa there in eved ibri? Shabaidai eved muta b'shivcha knanis. That what a eved ibri is muta b'shivcha knanis. Kozman is an eved. That is because the odin has a kinyan isa. Omidnei kinyan ze choshev kinyan haguf. Because of this kinyan isa that he possesses, that is why it's considered a kinyan aguf. V'hashlid asin alof. He said, that's shot in the Gemara. Shmam nevin gufi koni. The Gemara says, let him say, v'apay trei zil. So the Gemara says, no, gufi koni. He says, no, the Gemara means gufi koni. Gemara means gufi koni, that is a kinyan isa also. That's what you need to start. V'ashted asin alof. He's a peripha, but since I'm telling you that this is pshat in the Gemara, ki amrinen de loinofik bedvorim, that what the Gemara says, that dvorim will not help, einu lav ki yekinyan isa. Ze lo'oschoi b'shivche. So it won't help, that means he won't kozman. I don't give him a shtar shivche, he's still mutter b'shivche. That's pshat. If I tell him zil, he doesn't have to work for me anymore. You need a shtar to, he should become asa b'shivcha.